This is the closing market report for a Thursday afternoon. Be sure to pick up your tickets to the Illinois Farm Economic Summits. Those are the week of Monday, December the 18th across the state. The Ag Economist and I will be out at five different sites. You can buy your tickets online on the Farm Doc Daily website. Look for Illinois Farm Economic Summit. Could be under IFES, I-F-E-S. Now we're joined by Mike Tenorum. He's with T-Storm out of Chicago, Illinois. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us. I'll be out with some of your old colleagues from here on campus. Scott Irwin will be along with us. I know you did a lot of work with him when you were studying.
Certainly did, and we still work on YieldCast together, which is one of the T-Storm products. So, so say hi to Scott for me when you see him.
I will indeed. So let's talk a little bit about yields, well, actually casting, and this time weather forecasting, not yield casting, and Argentina, because they've been dry. We've talked about that a lot on the air, though we're on that cusp of will they or won't they have an impact? Where do you stand?
It's a little bit early to be concerned, and the primary reason for that is that soybeans, as of today, are only around 40% planted in Argentina. So that is similar to May 10th or May 15th in the U.S., and it's hard to develop a real strong weather story that early in the year. For corn, it's a little bit different because they plant in two phases. The first phase of corn was planted about 6 weeks ago, and the next phase will start to be planted here in mid-December. Now, we would like to see some rain for that corn. It's been pretty dry out there, though it has been unseasonably cool at the same time. So dry and cool is not as bad as the combination of dry and hot. Going forward, we'll see some thunderstorms over the next couple of days, primarily Saturday and Sunday in some of these dry areas. After that, there's not a whole lot of rainfall on the way for next week. So you could start to watch corn in Argentina and start worrying about it a little bit, but we just caution that it's early. If we start to see some nice rains in the middle of December or later, that would essentially wipe out the problem that's developing. So it's just something to watch. We don't see the highly unfavorable combination of heat and dryness. We're only a little bit dry at the moment, but this will be what we watch going forward.
And I take it further north, they've been getting rainfall.
They have been in most of Brazil, and it looks to stay like that in most of Brazil as well. The central and northern areas, including the key states of Goiás and Mato Grosso, they will see a lot of rain here over the next 2 weeks. 4 to 8 inches appears to be on the way, which is a lot, but keep in mind, they average around 4 inches of rain for the next 2 weeks. So we're looking at about twice their normal rainfall, and that will put them in a pretty good situation by the middle of December. If you go into the southern parts of Brazil, which are adjacent Argentina, they're going to start drying out a little bit more with time as well. So some of these Argentina issues may be expanding into Brazil, but again, it's early and it's not hot. It's just hard to get too excited about this until we're a little bit later into December and more into January, to be quite honest.
And then here in the United States, I take it, we'll be getting cold?
A lot colder starting Monday and Tuesday. After that, it looks like it's going to stay cold as well. So it'll be a different story across the central U.S. in a week from now. It'll be much colder than normal, high temperatures mainly in the 20s, lows in the teens, and we'll start to see areas of snow here and there. We're not looking for a major snowstorm, but there will be bouts of snow that accompany this cold air mass. That, again, starts in about 6-7 days from now.
Hey, thanks so much, Mike. We appreciate it. Mike Tenorum, of course, is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois.